There are three parallel investigations into the Russian attempt to sway the election. One by the FBI, the House investigation that Major just mentioned, and another by the Senate Intelligence Committee. The Senate hearing today opened a window on what the Russians have been hiding, and Jeff Pagés is following that.
This Russian propaganda on steroids was designed to poison the national conversation in America.
Top Democrat Mark Warner and the rest of the Senate Intelligence Committee heard details today about Russia's vast information warfare campaign, which involves at least 15,000 operatives worldwide, writing and spreading false news stories and conspiracy theories online. Witnesses said the effort goes back years and often starts with Russian-backed media. The ongoing campaign has targeted President Trump himself, former FBI Special Agent Clint Watts.
Big problem. I can tell you right now today, accounts tweet at President Trump during high volumes when they know he's online and they push conspiracy theories.
Many of the fake news stories begin with real events. Last August, during an active shooter scare at New York's JFK Airport, Watts says Russian fake news writers added to the panic.
We watched social media trolls and gray outlets pump fake stories out, which ramped up that fear.
The Russians also tried to manipulate a protest at a U.S. military base in Turkey into a major terrorist attack, and tried to sow unrest in the U.S. by inflaming protests such as Occupy Wall Street and the Black Lives Matter movement. The Russians also used sophisticated hacking like that of the Democratic National Committee. Cybersecurity expert Kevin Mandia says they stole much more than what has been released on websites like WikiLeaks and Guccifer 2.0.
What we've seen publicly released is probably under 1% of what we'd attribute to the Russian government stealing.
And the hacking continues. Republican senator and former presidential candidate Marco Rubio.
Within the last 24 hours, at 10:45 a.m. yesterday, a second attempt was made, again, against former members of my presidential campaign team who had access to our internal information. Again, targeted from an IP address from an unknown location in Russia.
Watts also told Congress the Russians may now be trying to cover their tracks. There have been a series of arrests in Russia of cybersecurity officials and a number of mysterious deaths around the world.